underpants.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants for the second time tonight. This is Langley here with Eric Rice.
Hello.
Starman Michael Gaines is here.
I'm in my time machine and it's a day later.
Wow. Anakin Skywalker is here finishing up her Thanksgiving O'Brien dinner. She's finishing up her potatoes O'Brien. That's your new nickname. What's up, potatoes?
That's so original. I've never been called that in my entire fifth grade life.
Oh, all right. Well, pipe down then, Conan. It's one of those days where everything is something's wrong all the time.
In Google News, there's been a lot of crashing in the Hangouts.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not a network error.
It's just a Hangout error.
It just says you've encountered an error and then a big middle finger.
Pretty much.
Hmm.
And then several middle fingers from everyone else pointed at the screen. I've been having problems. Eric, you had some problems?
I have.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to get through this show one piece.
Maybe. I forgot to copy and paste all the show notes before everything crashed. So let's see what's going on in the news or something. Maybe.
Eric.
Hey, there was a Super Bowl. Oh, we can pretend this is the Super Bowl and the power went out or something.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly true.
I had a Super Bowl party and Langley came over.
You did?
Lots of fun. Yes, it was lots of fun. And I know nothing of football. I don't think he does. We actually only had one person there that even really knew and understood football.
I understand and know football. I just don't
watch. Commercial bowl.
Yeah. I did think the halftime show was really nice. I thought Beyonce did a really good job singing. She did an amazing job.
That was pretty amazing.
Because somebody online said something about how they always have a surprise, and they're like, oh, I wonder who the surprise would be. I actually was hoping it'd be New Kids on the Block, but they didn't.
Why would it be New Kids on the
Block? No, no, no.
Oh, well.
Oh, they don't like New Kids on the Block.
No. Don't mention
it. No, I had a feeling it was going to be Destiny's Child because they just announced that they're getting back together for an album.
Oh, did you?
Oh, really?
Yeah, so.
I had no idea.
That was not really that. I almost expected that. But the funny thing about it is that her publicist is trying to get all these really bad pictures of her taken off the internet.
I had to check the fucking box.
What were the bad pictures?
Well, they're basically her dancing, but then she's got like a weird dancing pose.
Oh, you know, she's like making a face. Like that.
Yeah, it's just. Just an unfortunate snap of the camera, and her publicist is trying to get them taken down.
Tell them that. Oh, you guys can hear me?
Yeah.
PETA's all pissed off at Beyonce because apparently she had Python.
Python arms?
Something else. No, no, no. She was showing a lot of skin that wasn't just her skin, it was also animal skin. I don't know. I thought the outfit looked really good, and I thought they did a really good job at. Accentuating everything without it falling out.
I just want those stages.
Oh, yeah.
No, that was amazing.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not even a sports person, but I was really entertained. And we had,
You wanted to entertain is what it was.
I think that's what it was. Yeah. Well, yeah.
It gave you an excuse to buy a bunch of booze for your bar and some food and have like all four of your friends, two of your friends over. Yeah. No, it was good. Thanks for having us. It was fun. I don't know how entertaining the Super Bowls have been this past several years.
As a football fan, I thought it was a great game.
Yeah.
It didn't sound like it was going to be a great game in the beginning.
No, it looked like it was just going to be a slam dunk. And
didn't the lights went out in New Orleans?
Yeah.
Then the lights went out.
Yeah, then the lights went out. And, of course, all the Bane jokes came out on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. What's funny is Matt kept coming up with the best tweets, and he'd have to say, no, that could be misconstrued as racist. Because he kept wanting to say, like, what's wrong with you people? Or is this, look, things like that. And then he's like, wait a minute, that's going to be, because he didn't mean it in a race. He didn't mean like of any ethnicity or that area of the country. But it's hard to say something without people taking it out of context. Mm-hmm. And even if it's funny,
because
you're
people
still
don't do that on the internet.
No, never. Yeah, it was
never.
I would say something like, "Oh, that's funny," and then I realized, "Oh, that could be racist because."
But they were black they were very obvious bad racist. Term. They weren't like, "Oh, somebody could misconstrue that," but that's because they're stupid. They were like, "Yeah, that."
Yeah.
You can misconstrue anything on the internet. That's the problem. But
these were really obviously could be. They're like, take no effort to be like, you're racist.
Well, we do. We're only like 500 some odd days until the Winter Olympics or something. So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
for all you sportsies fans out there. And Lindsey Vonn fell down and broke or something or other. So there's
She pulled an ACL, an NCL, a PCL, an OCL, an LLL,
ECH,
yeah,
NAACP,
ECH, NAACP. Oh, speaking of which, the NAACP awards were quite.
Oh yeah, did everybody watch the Image Awards? They were actually
really good. What's funny is so Langley has one of those Costco. Antennas. So we only get so many channels in his apartment. And we've actually seen quite a few really decent shows.
And decent is
not today.
Word. Decent quality.
Because we were too lazy to change.
The digital comes in well, but the quality of the shows is not great. Yeah. The NCAA Image Awards, NAACP Image Awards, they're a bit classier than like the BET Awards or like the Golden Globes are kind of. They're not as classy as the Academy Awards.
Belafonte and Poitier.
They trotted out Sidney Poitier and Harry Belafonte. And then who went up and sang Wyclef?
Oh, Wyclef Jean.
Wyclef he kind of did it. Came up and like sang "Day" like right in Harry Belafonte's face, which was super awkward.
Well, it was weird, and he changed the lyrics to Sidney Poitier and Harry Belafonte.
It was weird.
Overall, I thought it was a great award show.
It was.
Right. I had seen
the weirdest part was so the whole show they're talking about like Django, like it was awesome. Django, this chick from Django, she's in all these things. She got an award for being awesome or whatever they give her award for.
That and Carrie or whatever name.
Carrie Washington, somebody Washington.
Yeah, they brought her up like five times.
Right. So well, then they get to the end, and of course every award show has to have like best picture or whatever. So we're like, okay, I mean, it's got to be that, or maybe they'll go.
It's
got to
be Django.
Yeah, it's going to be Django, or it's got to be something artsy or whatever if they go that route. And then they're like, Best Picture Award, Red Tails. Come on up, George Lucas. And it's like, what? This is weird. Like, nobody has said a word about Red Tails.
They panned to him once, and I was like, oh my gosh. Because he's been with a black woman for quite some time.
Right.
And he's been wanting to make this movie for a really long time and is shopping it as a movie, not just a black movie.
Well, it came out.
Yeah.
Finally. But he said that Hollywood was racist and wouldn't put it out.
The thing that bothered me was the way they said it was, from what I understand, was he went and he was like, I really want to make this movie. And they're like, we don't know how to advertise it.
Yeah.
And it's like, well advertise it like you would any other movie.
But, yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. I plan to see it. It does not strike me as a, like, you have to be black to see this movie because the actors are black. But that's what they tried to make it sound like when
What kind of movies is that? What movie is that?
No, but I'm just saying that it was really stupid of them to be like, we don't know how to advertise it.
Well, they didn't know how to advertise it because they didn't know how to advertise World War II. They didn't know. Yeah, because they do market certain movies towards different demographics, so they didn't know where to put.
Do I need to return all my blaxploitation flick DVDs?
And Machete.
I'm going to get you suck on Laserdisc.
Right. Oh, God.
The Trouble in Little Chinatown. How do you...
What?
Or in Little China. How do you...
Big Trouble in Little China, best movie ever made.
That's right.
One of them, yes. Princess Bride.
I don't know.
And there goes Eric. He was offended by the Princess Bride. He was
like, no Wing more talk.
Eric's a hater.
Him.
Well,
that's okay.
George Lucas actually, when he got up to give his little spiel, he gave props. He said something like, I didn't expect this, but I got to hang out with Quentin Tarantino, so that was cool. So.
Oh, and he made some comment about like that. Oh, he beat Quentin. He goes, I beat out Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, is that what he said?
Tarantino.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Well, I could see how he didn't expect it. They gave him almost no camera time. They
never said
like
a word about the movie or anything.
They didn't even.
They were probably like, "Who's the biggest celebrity in here, we'll give it to them.
And his daughter is on Robot Combat League.
What's that?
So that... So there he...
We usually don't do the...
Oh, no!
The, did you notice that every time we mention, like, a movie or a song or a group that somebody gets dropped?
Tell him.
I said to... When
this is Eric like a drinking that, game.
When Eric said the Big Trouble Little
China... In the middle of quoting Big Trouble.
Yeah, I said the Wing Kong got you.
Yeah.
Chinese girls do not come with green eyes.
Hey, there I am. I was muted. No, I was
we don't have any Big Trouble Little China news.
This has turned into a drinking game.
Oh, yeah. For those playing along at home, every time someone drops out of the hangout, you should take a drink. And this show will be awesome by the time it's over, because you'll be wasted.
Wow.
In the notes.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of... I don't know nothing. Nothing of the... Oh, speaking of George Lucas, we can go that way. More Star Wars news, I guess.
Yeah.
There's...
All right.
Yeah, I did not know that was coming.
I didn't
know. There's going to be... There are going to be character movies. So one of the first ones we're going to get is going to be the story of Han Solo and Boba Fett.
Two separate ones, though, right?
Because we need that.
Boba Fett. Everybody needs a Boba Fett movie. He needs his own movie.
Boba Fett.
Yeah, but part of the fun about Star Wars is not necessarily having that. You know, it leaves it up to people's imagination.
You're a grumpy old man.
Well, in the books, Padme had a heck of a lot more of a role in
the book.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
I'm asking in the book, in the Padme book.
Like, there was a lot on Padme, unless I had a Padme book.
In the pop-up book you have?
Maybe they translated it into Swedish.
No. There was no Padme book.
Did they get into detail about how they did it? Because apparently there's no sex in Star Wars universe.
Midichlorian mitosis.
Immaculate.
Oh, that's right. So
I'm wearing my Boba Fett hat to celebrate.
That's precious.
You can almost see it there. But these are two different movies, right? There's going to be a Boba Fett movie and a Han Solo movie.
Yes, and there's going to be a Yoda movie.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's merchandise till next millennium.
I can't wait to see Baby Yoda.
This is what I was afraid of, is that Star Wars is getting exploited far beyond what I ever thought would ever happen.
Yeah.
But now, what if a Star Wars theme park comes out of it?
Isn't there one called Disneyland?
I know there are people...
There kind of is. There's already rides. They're going to have Star Wars World.
Yeah. There are people that I follow on Twitter that are big Star Wars fans, and that's fine. I'm a big Star Wars fan too, except I just felt that I didn't want it to become a parody of itself. I didn't want it to become exploited. I didn't want any of that. And now it's happening. Yes.
I made 2 points earlier to somebody. Like, hey, you know, they keep doing
this. Somebody meaning probably me.
It wasn't actually you. It was one other person I talked to today. That if they keep busting these movies out every year, maybe they'll, you know, get a few good ones. And... And the second point was, hey, more stuff for Red Letter Media to make fun of. So, I mean, I'm curious to see what they come up with. Obviously, I think that what's his name, J.J. Abrams, will probably do all right. So,
oh yeah, he's.
I don't know how I feel about every character getting their own damn movie. Like they're trying to do like the Marvel thing. I can, you know.
Yeah, because it worked for Marvel and Disney owns Marvel, so yes.
But each character in Marvel had this really deep backstory. Each of them deserved their own movie.
Because they all had their own book.
But do the books go into that deep of detail, or are they going to have to create story?
You mean for Star
Wars?
Well,
for Princess Leia. Yeah, what are you going to do for Princess Leia?
They all have their own vague backstory, I guess, but... With the comic book way, all those guys had their own books at some point. Well, let's move on, I guess, unless you got anything else to say about Star Wars.
Ron Jeremy's better. Oh, not that I know. We keep the televisions on. No, but he was on the news. They mentioned him.
He was giving a thumbs up.
His butt.
With a nurse.
He said he didn't know his fans cared so much, and it meant a lot to him.
The fans are keeping him alive with their prayers, like Tinkerbell and shit.
That's one word for it.
If you believe in fairies, clap your hands. Yeah, they had a picture of him sitting up in ICU all like, jeez, whatever.
And it was a picture of him with his nurse, and she was not in the same industry as him. She was a real nurse. Hello, you could tell. She was not naughty.
Are you sure?
And then
she's got a new career making twice as much money.
No, and then.
Are we having another snowpocalypse?
We're getting ready. You know, I tell you, the East Coast is just not
their lucky year.
We were on tsunami watch.
We had Sandy, and now we're having a snowpocalypse. We're supposed to get 3 feet of snow by Saturday.
Okay. Also, one of our freeways fell apart.
What?
It wrinkled.
I didn't see that. I'm sorry.
Where? Like, who?
What?
A wrinkled freeway. One of our freeways up near.
It just needs some massive Botox.
Well, there was water. A lot of rain. Because it's LA. Get it? Like a half inch in LA.
I got it. I laughed.
And it literally like.
How was that?
Like when you don't get the bed sheets all the way straight because you're not OCD enough. And there was a long wrinkle.
Well, you better get out there and fix the freeway. So is it snowing there or not snowing there?
No, it won't start snowing until Friday.
We're supposed to get some winter weather.
Mm-hmm.
Might get down to like 55 or something.
Yeah. Yeah, lucky you.
I know.
18 degrees here. Oh.
You might have to put on two giant sweatshirts.
That's right. I didn't wear this. I didn't wear this most. I mean, the problem is that it gets so cold in this room because I'm downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
Get a crappy power supply. Heat up your office.
No, the problem is that there's a draft coming in. I have to find out where it's coming from.
Oh.
It's like 60 degrees here. I got my whole window open. That's a summer day for me.
I actually have the air conditioning on.
Yeah, it was 65 here, or 60 or 65 here the other day, and I had the windows open and everything. It was nice.
We've been working hard here, so it's it was getting warm.
And the soldering iron doesn't help.
And the
heat guns and glue guns and soldering irons. And
I don't even want to ask what you're doing.
We will. That's one of the newses.
Do you want to talk about what we're doing?
One of the newses?
Yeah.
And now the news is.
Let's see if I can get through this without dropping.
Don't use any copyrighted words.
I get invited by.
Don't use any trademark word. Don't say his name, you'll drop.
Yeah. By Boom Boom Pow.
Who? By
Boom Boom Pow.
The guy.
By Bill Behe.
Bill Behe. Instead of Will I Am, Bill Behe.
Bill He Is.
That's what we're going to call him. We're going to actually go, hey, you Bill Behe? He'd be like, I'm Will I Am. I'd be like, yeah, Bill You Be. Okay, so I get invited. He has a charity, which I'd like to, I guess, promote for a second, called I Am Angel. Get it? Like, Will I Am? I Am Angel. They are not just awareness, like some charities. They actually go out and give money to help kids in STEM programs, meaning science, technology, engineering, mathematics, which is what a lot of people are into because it's really hard to find a job when you have an art degree. Don't beat me, Matt.
I don't have an art degree. Oh, I don't have any degree.
Never mind. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're just a doer.
Time for school.
You're too cool.
Nobody got time for that?
I'm busy doing shit.
Anyway, the point of it is we get invited because I'm the founder of the LA Robotics Club, and she emailed and wanted to know if I had any robot nerds that could dress up in electronic clothes and come to the event, and because she had seen some images posted and all this stuff online of stuff we've done previously. Well, I didn't have anybody I could pull on like a 5-day notice. So we went out and got all the stuff and just made our own outfits. And they look really awesome. Mine's not done yet. But Matt is freaking awesome looking.
Yeah.
So
as long as I don't catch myself on fire. I nearly did earlier.
That actually did happen.
I follow the Doc Brown kind of way of doing things where
we'll
see what happens and we might catch fire.
Not after you put the jacket on.
You're like, I smell something. I'm like, that's the soldering gun. It's just the soldering gun. It's all right. I took the jacket off. There are all these melted wires in the back of the jacket.
But it looked really cool for a moment.
Yeah, so we made illuminated clothing.
And mine is going to cycle through and be a remote control.
I'm going to have the remote control. Doesn't matter.
I'll give it to the cutest guy who will probably be gay. And he'll be like, shoes! We're going to make it match all the shoes!
Oh, we do have... not to be stereotypical or anything. we have light-up shoes, too.
Oh, yeah.
So we're doing that tomorrow. We'll let you know next week how that turns out.
We'll have some photos.
If you hear of any clubs catching on fire and 200 people die, then it'll be our fault.
We can't kill Will.i.am.
We won't kill Will Be He. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. Is what it's going to be. So, that. This week in RoboCop news is not a lot of RoboCop news, but we have a little RoboCop news.
And go ahead.
And that would be, as you probably know, they're filming RoboCop in Canada someplace.
No, are they?
They are. And ReadySetRecycle.com is marketing. What the fuck is that? The thunder?
I'm sitting on.
Did you just get shot? ReadySetRecycle.com is marketing the costumes for the recently completed. Oh, it's finished. Huh. All right. They're selling costumes from the show, from the movie, the remake. So if you want some of it, you got to go to ReadySetRecycle.com and check it out, I guess.
Or if you want,
they'll be on sale.
If
you want extra lights in there that don't belong and possibly catch yourself on fire, then I will make it for you. The group of entertainment industry professionals who are appalled to see thousands of tons of scenery, props, and costumes heading to a landfill every year is going to sell some stuff. So they're selling. The sale is going to be held at Pinewood Toronto Studios from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Actually, it's over.
No. Well, great.
So if you want something tough shit, this week in old RoboCop news. that sale ended on February 1st.
Tech stop.
Wow.
Man, people tuning into this show are getting a treat this week. Let me tell you. Yeah, well. Is that movie coming out this week or this week? This year or next year?
Next year, isn't it?
I don't remember.
Never.
I don't think it's ever going to come out. Holy crap. That it? We got anything else here? I don't see anything else in our shitstorm of things.
I'm probably going to drop here in a second.
Steven Seagal and Joe Arpaio are training a posse for school shooting first responders.
It's an earthquake.
Oh, there was a big earthquake yesterday.
Where?
Somewhere. In Australia. His phone kept going off the whole time we were working. Deck, stop. Get off of me.
We had one not too far away from Mount St. Helens. That made us a little twitchy. I felt it. Yeah. And because it was like a 3.0 earthquake, but it was only like 5 miles below the surface, and it was only like a 5.1 earthquake that made Mount St. Helens blow up in 1980. So it's
that's
less than 40 miles away. I will be four wheeling through ash if it goes up again. So
I want that live stream.
Yeah,
maybe. I'll work on it. Wait, I think our only cell phone antenna is on Mount. I live in the woods, man.
Are you prepared?
Sure. I just scribbled out earthquake preparedness kit and put volcanic preparedness kit.
Did you see J.J. Abrams might be doing a Half-Life or a Portal film as well?
Really? Mm-hmm. No, I didn't see that. I could see a Portal. Well, I don't know which one's got better character. Well, I guess Half-Life, but you can do something with Portal.
Portal would be good. There's enough parodies already. The only problem is Portal 2 came out so long ago that unless they do a really good job, it's played out. And not only that, there's other
the cake is a lens
sci-fi
player.
Movie
yeah.
that use
the lens player, the why.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like
cake,
time
a little candle
travel.
On the top,
like,
the candle.
They can't theme You're it great. To the game. That's... Dude.
I'll take J.J. Abrams over M. Night any day of the week.
What happened to him anyway?
After he brutalized The Last Airbender? Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't even see that one. Yeah. They both of them like movies where you can't see what that you're like. Was that an alien? Was that what is that?
Oh, did we use this joke last week?
What?
Just like Pamela Anderson's.
Oh yeah.
We talked about this last.
I didn't think about that. But I came to that conclusion prior to.
All right. Well, should we just put a bullet in the show already, or what?
Shoot it like a. Injured horse.
Your dog keeps attacking me. It's not nice.
Stop touching him. All right. Gaines, how many shows are you doing this week?
World of Warcast, This Week in Trek, The Infinite Loop Show, and The Hooniverse. I've cut it down to 4.
Oh. You got any to announce coming in soon?
Yes. No.
Okay. Stay tuned to this channel.
And you know what? I got to say, though, with the way that Warcraft is going, since they added Pokemon and Farmville, I'm not going to be surprised one bit if I see phone booths and spaceships. I mean, we already had a spaceship in Warcraft once, so you know what? Mike, at some point, will probably be able to consolidate all of his shows.
That's right.
Be like, holy crap, is that the Enterprise above Stormwind? And what's that blue box that's following it? It could happen. Mm. I'm just saying.
Well, there are already Doctor Who jokes in WoW.
Eric Rice on Twitter.
Yep. And occasionally guest co-host with Mike on Warcast.
Oh, yeah, look at that. That's,
that's right. I am Star Mike on Twitter.
Everybody changed their Twitter passwords this week? Last week?
Yes.
Yes. That was a lot of passwords, too.
It was.
It took me a long time to not only do my Twitter passwords, but everything else.
All right. Annika O'Brien. O'Reilly.
We'll do it live.
Annika O'Brien.
What's going on with you? You got to talk about it. You doing any shows?
No, yeah, we have. Well, my show isn't on the internet.
Oh.
Mine isn't audio only.
Fancy.
So I don't know if it counts. I'm sorry.
What does your show do?
Nah, the Robot Combat League. But that's not my show. I'm just one of many on it.
You couldn't have done it without the help of the cast, without the crew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to get an NAACP award now.
I don't know if you would.
I couldn't have done it without all of you. If you hadn't believed in me, if Eric Rice hadn't been here for me.
He wasn't.
I wasn't.
I believed in me.
Yeah, there you go. I'd like to thank myself for believing in me.
And we have our show. Are we telling people what it's a... We have a crap load
of
ideas that are going to get thrown in once a week, and we'll probably... It'll be like an improv.
We have like a laundry list of shows that we're going to do. Every
week. Are you doing a thing tomorrow-ish?
No. We're going to
no,
see.
No, tomorrow we're going to be all up in the club, dust on our shoulders.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll talk bottle full of bub.
Yeah. Bottle full of... Oh, yeah, because I can't say the other word or I'll drop.
Don't say anything. Bottle full of... What?
Actually, that was 50 Cent, but that... Okay.
Bottle full of
it was
butt.
D, not B.
I don't know, but
bottle full of.
Okay, guys, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Let's shoot this thing.
I'm in
later.
Sex, I ain't into making love, so come give me a hug if you feel like getting rough.